Welcome to Half Past, just music from the past half century. I'm your host, Carl Hemmingson. In today's program, we'll hear two chamber works around William Schumann's Symphony No. 10, American Muse. Later on, we'll hear Tarot by German composer Dieter Mack for flute, clarinet, two pianos, and percussion. We begin the program with an unusual combination, a solo tuba accompanied by eight more tubas. The composer is John Stevens, professor of tuba and euphonium, and the director of the School of Music at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Roger Bobo is the soloist, and he's accompanied by the European Tuba Octet. Composer John Stevens conducts.
Mm-hmm.
Nine tubas can be very loud. It's even more amazing how quietly they can play. Roger Bobo was the tuba soloist, accompanied by the European Tuba Octet. Tenor tubas Aaron Levy, Arjen Boss, Benita Dam, and Froke Hoekstra. F tubas Marcus Hotzi, Gabor Adamik, and CC tubas Anijelle Visser and Hendrik Jan Rennes. in John Stevens' The Liberation of Sisyphus for tuba solo accompanied by tuba octet. American composer William Schumann lived from 1910 to 1992. He played banjo and violin as a child and met Frank Lesser in the late 1920s and wrote about 40 songs with him. In 1930, he attended a concert of the New York Philharmonic, which included works of Brahms, Mendelssohn, Castelnuovo Tedesco, and Smetana, and was totally overwhelmed. "The sound," he said, "I had never heard anything like it. The very next day, I decided to become a composer." In the 1930s, Schumann studied privately with Roy Harris and received a B.S. degree in music education from the Teachers College at Columbia University. He was an active composer for more than 50 years. We'll hear one of his later works, his last symphony, Symphony No. 10, American Muse, from 1975. Leonard Slatkin conducts the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Leonard Slatkin conducted the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra in the Symphony No. 10, American Muse, by William Schumann. The symphony was composed on a commission from the United States Bicentennial and premiered in Washington by the National Symphony in April of 1976. Besides his 10 symphonies, Schumann wrote 2 operas, 5 ballets, 4 string quartets, and perhaps his most famous work, the New England Triptych, based on melodies by William Billings. The last music on today's Half Past is by German composer Dieter Mack. He was born in 1954 and early on had strong interests in jazz, rock, and contemporary electronic music. Later, he became fascinated with the culture and music of Bali and the gamelan. He writes about the piece we'll hear, Tarot. It's the final piece in a series of compositions where I tried to achieve a contemporary kind of ritual atmosphere in the widest sense of its meaning. It's no imitation of a foreign culture, but rather an attempt to realize a different concept of playing as its own individual expression in my own culture. Dieter Mack's Tarot, performed here by Ann Harrow, flute, Ramon Ricker, bass clarinet, Hans-Jürg Koch and Matthias Trapp, pianos, and Yasuko Miyamoto on percussion.
Thank you. Thank you.
En Harrow, flute. Ramon Ricker, bass clarinet. Hans-Jürg Koch and Matthias Trapp, pianos. Yasuko Miyamoto on percussion. In Dieter Mack's Taro. The composer has taught at various universities in Germany for the past 30 years or so. I'm your host, Carl Hemmingsen. Please join me again at the same time next week for another edition of Half Past, Music from the Past Half Century. If you have comments or suggestions for this program, please email them to carl@wwfm.org. That's carl@wwfm.org. Half Past is produced in the studios of the Classical Network, WWFM, and WWFM.org. For a complete playlist, log on to WWFM.org and click on Playlists.